producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, whether it's a spooky Halloween display that's offending the neighbors, which we started talking about, we could come back around to that. Also, rights versus privileges. Do you know the difference? Well, the government doesn't really want you to have any rights. They want to convert all of your rights into privileges. And they've done a pretty darn good job of pulling that off. I mean, you really just don't have that many rights anymore. And if you want to have rights, you've got to be willing to actually put your freedom on the line in order to secure those rights for others, which means that you might have to go to a cage in order to secure the freedoms of other people, which, of course, most people aren't willing to do. And so, therefore, they bend over when the government demands their rights from them and they give them up. And that's how we are where we are. That's why your business is ruled by the government, why there's, you know, constantly more rules and regulations coming out to control you. That's why your right to bear arms and your right to freedom of speech has been infringed upon in so many different ways, because most people aren't willing to put their own freedom on the line and stand up for what they believe in. They're just willing to take it and keep paying up and keep following the rules. And as long as you keep doing those things, they'll keep taking and taking and taking more of your freedoms.
It is the nature of government to expand.
So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I think we had Frank on the line with us here. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I had just heard the earlier conversation about being able to hire whoever you want.
Yeah,
and
because freedom.
I 100% agree. I'm definitely a conservative and mostly a libertarian, but it needs to be a level playing field. In the United States, you unfortunately have to pay your taxes. And so if you can hire somebody who does not have to pay taxes, that makes it no longer a level playing field.
I wouldn't disagree with that. It's not that I'm looking for a whole bunch of people to be created into a second-class citizenship like, well, I guess maybe I am, but a second-class citizenship like illegalhood. What I would suggest as an alternative, something we've discussed on the program in the past, is some other designation. I call it the blue card. Instead of a green card, it's just something I made up. You can call it whatever color you want if it makes you happy. But what it would be is a card that allows somebody to come in and work. They would be ineligible to vote, ineligible to receive government handouts, anything like that. And if they're not receiving those things, I think they should pay for whatever government services they might be getting. But generally, they're not receiving those services, so they probably should have some lower tax bracket. I might even sign up for it myself.
I like that. I've long advocated, I don't know if you've ever heard of Robert Heinlein's Starship Troopers, that they had the whole second-class citizens were non-military in that movie.
I saw the movie, but I've heard that the book is like entirely not like it.
Yeah, I think it was pretty close. I actually liked the movie.
Okay.
Why, Frank? Why did you say that it was unfortunate that you had to pay taxes? What did you mean when you said that?
I do not believe we should have to pay more than a minimal government. Like I said, I'm a very conservative, rather libertarian person.
But why do you have to pay taxes? Can you explain that?
Because of my location and my inability to individually rebel.
Meaning you're afraid, right? Because they might hurt you and your family.
Sure. But I am a combat veteran. I am not totally afraid, and I am armed and ready if the time came.
But you'd prefer to not have them, let's say, massacre your family. I mean, that's what most people
what happens to those folks.
And or possibly come get you and put you in a cage and take you away from your family.
I don't think Robert's going to argue with you, Ian, that the government is an agency of violence.
Right. Oh, I'm just pointing out, this comes back to around to what I was talking about, is people are afraid of standing up for their beliefs, standing up for what they actually want in life, and taking some risk to achieve it. Instead, they go ahead and blame other people who are willing to take those risks. People who are willing to buck the system and say screw you to these bureaucrats, and I'm gonna live free, and these people don't own me, and they don't own my business, and they have no right to take what I've earned and what my employees have earned. Who do they think they are?
I like that. I think that
you should applaud those people then, because they have the courage to do it. And in my opinion, somebody that has the courage to duck the government is somebody I want to hire. Thanks for the call tonight, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's that? You say you came here knowing that there would be a group of men and women with guns who would come after you in order to do that. You took the risk of coming to this place knowing that you could be forcefully taken away from your family, possibly killed by these men with guns calling themselves government. You did it all just so you could try to have a better life for yourself and send some money back home. That's incredibly brave. That's the kind of person I want to be a friend of.
Well, also we can look at, generally, you can look at the United States and you can look around the world, and immigrants bring prosperity.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, well, oftentimes I can see why we don't want to give away a whole bunch of government programs to them. From what I can tell, we are still the net positive, even if they do get the government programs, that it doesn't make a difference. But I get why people don't want that. And I think that if you could address that particular issue, then it eclipses several others.
I'll address it. Many of them don't. Many of them pay taxes and they don't collect any of those programs.
Many of them do. There's another issue that I think is interesting is that many people who are willing to come here oftentimes haven't had they're from different cultures and tend to be much more socialist. They tend to vote Democrat. Certainly the Republicans aren't helping by trying to keep them out and ostracizing them, making them feel bad, but they tend to vote Democrat if they have the option. The Democrats certainly know that. I would bet you that the Democrats would be advocating for snipers on the borders if Mexicans voted Republican 80% of the time. So there's a partisan issue there, too, which should be addressed as far as voting goes. If Republicans can lead the way to a better immigration program, then maybe they would have because they have some of these immigrants' votes and some of the people that love them.
Let's go to Bernie. He's listening in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Bernie. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, listening to WQXL.
Wow. You guys are a trip.
Far out. Go ahead.
Yeah, far out, man. So you are not at all interested in the 20th century or the 18th century concept of the nation state?
Absolutely not.
I think we've actually been tricked. I don't think there are nation states. I think we, in fact, still have city states, and they just call them nation states.
What do you mean?
Well, here's what I mean. Washington, D.C. runs the United States. If you're going to attack America and take it over, you need to take Washington, D.C. in order to rule it. They had city states ruling. Rome ruled a portion of the world larger than the United States is currently, but no one called it, they didn't call it Italy, or they didn't call it the greater whatever. They called it Rome.
So we're all part of the Washington, D.C. Empire.
Can you argue against it?
No.
Okay,
however,
good.
concerning nation states, are you really in favor of complete liberty for people to move across national boundaries without hindrance by the nation state that sets such arbitrary boundaries?
Well, the nation state's pretty bad at setting those boundaries. They're pretty bad at preventing people from moving across. So currently what we have, the people moving across are those that are most evasive from doing that. So I tend to think that the benefits of people moving across those boundaries out, the benefits of allowing people to move outweigh the benefits of not allowing people to move. OpenBorders.org has a great white paper on how you can double the world's GDP simply by opening up the borders. You would also incentivize nations, nation states, or the other city states, as I would argue, the other city states around the world to change policy that would become more liberty oriented because they would then have the possibility of losing citizens.
So y'all are ready to learn your Arabic and submit to Islam.
Well, if there's no nation state to submit to, then how are they going to force Islam on me?
No. Islam is not a nation state. Islam is a religion state.
Yep.
No. Stand by, though. I want to hear more about what you have to say, Bernie. We're going to continue with Bernie, if he doesn't mind. And also, your calls are welcome. Bernie will tell us about what he believes about Islam. And we'll find out where he got that information. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I am heading out to Las Vegas, and I'm not bringing any immigration papers with me as I travel across all these arbitrary lines as I fly through the air. I suppose I'll have to have a driver's license to get on the plane, likely. But other than that...
They say you're going to need a passport soon, Mark. I don't believe them, though.
I don't believe them either. BitcoinInvestor.com. We're going to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Going to be lots of great speakers there. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell, Paul Pui, Tone Vase. Stephen Michaels is putting the event on. He'll be a great speaker. I'll be emceeing at the event and doing our first ever live Free Talk Live from Las Vegas. It's going to be at the beautiful downtown D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, and it's an event you don't want to miss. BitcoinInvestor.com to get your tickets. The great prices for these this event is greatly it's a great price. BitcoinInvestor.com.
All right, let's go back to Bernie. He was just getting into telling us that we should be afraid of the idea of just letting people be free to come and go from different supposed nationalities, nation states, these arbitrary lines in the sand as they would like. And you're saying that will lead to some kind of a Muslim takeover. Can you expand a little bit? I don't want to put words in your mouth, Bernie. Go ahead.
Allahu Akbar, and peace and blessings upon y'all and all your listeners.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now, I have had limited experience with members of the Muslim faith. One year I shared a college dormitory room with a graduate student from Egypt who was getting his doctorate in physics. I worked at a company for 2.5 years with one of the people was also an Egyptian and a Muslim, and the company I worked for sold goods and services in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, etc. So I have limited experience, but I do know one or two things. Islam is as fractured as Christianity is.
Yep, okay.
In fact, more so, Christianity is organized into, 20,000 fairly organized denominations and hundreds of thousands of completely independent congregations. Islam is even more independent. There is no Pope of Islam, although there are those attempting to recreate a caliphate of old.
Sure.
In which if I understand correctly, the current group that's known as ISIS or ISIL does wish to reinvent the caliphate in which you have a nation and a religion and a state which are all as one.
Yep.
Although then you're going to have the fighting between the Ismaili and the Shiite and the Shia and the Sufi will be over on the side not wanting to fight. And then there are those that are not even that type of Muslim. But there are Muslims who have no interest when they come to this country in trying to forcibly impose their religious beliefs upon those of us who do not currently accept Islam.
And those would be the majority of them, right? The ones that don't want to force their beliefs on us.
I believe that's correct. Of the billion Muslims in the world, I believe that the vast majority of them are interested in converting us by their actions. They are following the dictates of St. Paul, preach the good news always, when necessary, use words.
Great. You don't sound as crazy as I thought you were going to be, I got to say.
Well, I'm certified bonkers. You can talk to a psychiatrist. But when you have a billion Muslims, just like when you have a billion Christians, there are fanatics. Unfortunately,
sure.
I fear that for every Christian fundamentalist fanatic we have in this country who says we need to take nukes and blast the Middle East and glass it over, you know, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that there are literally tens of millions of Muslims who do interpret their faith in such a way that, well, let me put it this way. One of you all lives in New Hampshire, right?
We live in New Hampshire.
No, I see where you're coming from. You're saying there's crazy Christians and there's crazy Muslims, and yeah, certainly I will I will give you that. But why should your fear? Why would you want to allow your fear to grant the government control over your life under the idea that they're going to somehow protect you from those people?
As I was attempting to finish my point, sir, there is one tenet of Islam that some of these Muslims take quite literally, others do not, but some of them do. Allah has ordained that all the fruits of the earth belong to, rightfully, only the faithful, those who submit to his will. Those of us who do not submit to Islam, under that interpretation of the Muslim faith, do not have the right to own real estate or real property.
Bernie, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's bring somebody on who is a Muslim. He is from the Muslims for Liberty. Will Coley is on the line from Tennessee via Skype. Will, go ahead. Your thoughts on the last claim of that caller or anything else?
Well, I've studied fiqh and sharia for about 10 years now, and I've never really came across any kind of a ruling that would support his claim that non-Muslims are not allowed to own property. As a matter of fact, when I read
about... Is that not true anywhere?
No, okay. Not that I've found. I mean, there may be some obscure writing out there that one guy came up with.
No, I meant anywhere geographically. Is there...
No, not that I know of. Okay. Not that I've heard of, at least. Now, in Palestine, it's true that it is illegal to sell property in Greater Palestine to Jews, but that's more of a political issue because of the fact that they don't want more. They're trying to prevent the spread of, you know, the encroachment of the State of Israel onto what they see as their land is the reason why that prohibition was put into place. The only thing that I've ever read as far as prohibitions on commerce with non-Muslims is in one book by Imam Nawawi from the Shafi'i school that says that you cannot commence trade with non-Muslims who are actively at war with Muslims if the implements that you are trading can be used in warfare. So basically, if a country is waging war on Muslims, you can't sell them weapons, you can't sell them fuel for their tanks, that sort of thing. But you can still sell them vegetables.
So what if they're Muslim countries and they're waging war on another Muslim country? Can a Muslim country sell weapons to another Muslim country that's waging war on still another Muslim country?
Well, technically, a Muslim country shouldn't be waging war on a Muslim country. That's been specifically stated.
I hear it happens.
Yeah, it happens a lot, but the ruling directly from the Prophet is that basically if you are a Muslim and there are two Muslims fighting, it is better to be the Muslim that is killed than the one who does the killing. That's his specific words. If you are in that kind of position, it is better to be the Muslim who is killed than to be the one who does the killing.
And back in Muhammad's day, there, you know, Christians and Jews had their own places and property and their own sort of legal systems that were independent.
They had their own court systems, their own political leadership, their own marketplaces. If there was an argument between, say, Muslims and Christians, a private arbitrator would be appointed.
Now, Will, I know there was another reason you actually called tonight, so stand by. Sure. We'll get to that. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can call about what you want. We've been talking about rights and privileges, and now it's gone to Muslims. We actually have a Muslim on the line with us, Will Cawley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. We'll continue with him in a moment.
So we people have been clamoring for Free Talk Live T-shirts for quite some time. I got a couple of designs put together, and they're available now. You can go to gear.freetalklive.com.
They're available for pre-order.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Yes, they're available for pre-order now. We will be ordering them at the end of the month, but we, the company wants to get together as many purchases as possible, and it'll be in time for Christmas, so you'll get them. One of them has taxes are theft emblazoned across the front with the logo on the back, and the other one just has the logo on the front. So you pick you know, whether you want to be bombastic or not that day, you can get both. So gear.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We do have Will Coley still here with us. Now, actually, I had you on, Will, and you were nice to respond to the last caller who was making claims about Muslims. But you also had a reason you wanted to contact us tonight. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, before I get to that, I wanted to I remembered a story while I was on break. It's written in a book called Tariq al-Khulafa, which is basically the history of the caliphs, of the political leaders of Islam, discussing like the righteous leaders, the ones who actually did things in the proper way. And I had mentioned to you about Abdul Aziz Omar ibn Abdul Aziz giving the church back to the people of Syria when I'd done a previous interview with you. And it's a story about the same guy. His name's Omar ibn Abdul Aziz. He was the caliph at the time, and they were on a military excursion, and one of his generals went to the house of a Jew and basically threw him out of his home and set up his military headquarters in this Jewish man's home. So the Jewish man went and found Abdul Aziz and told him what had happened. And as punishment for what had happened, for what he did to this Jewish man in denying him his property that was rightfully his, the general was forced to set up tents in the roadway where they had just marched an army of thousands with, you know, carts and horses in the rain. They made the general set his tent to sleep in up in this area of muck as like a punishment from the leader for denying this Jewish man his property. So that right there refutes, and this is a 15th century scholar from Egypt, since he liked bringing up Egypt, that has brought that to, you know, to historic attention.
Good story.
But what I actually called about today was, I don't know if you guys had heard, it's been all over the news, there were about 30 planned armed anti-Muslim protests around the U.S. today.
Oh, I did not even know. What were these protests called?
Global Rally for Humanity.
Okay.
A lot of them put right up, you know, there were different ones all over the U.S., some in Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee. But what happened was, well, here, I'll give you a quote, give you a good idea. There was a libertarian activist who was in Florida, and what she said was, quote, "We have a mosque somewhat near my house, and we passed by it today on our way to the store. We saw one protester out in front. He had an offensive t-shirt, what looked like a military-style hat, and nothing else. No one was doing anything at the mosque, and it's on a busy, not all that busy of a roadway. I thought about stopping and making some sort of a counter protest, but I thought that it would make him look more legitimate if someone actually countered his pathetic attempt to protest Muslims. I simply laughed as we drove by." And that's basically been the turnout for this nationally publicized, all over the country, anti-Muslim event. This guy told people, take your firearms, dress up like you're in the military, and go wave automatic weapons in the face of Muslim worshipers as they try to go and take their kids to weekend youth meetings.
So it fell flat.
This is what is being characterized as the Patriot movement. Associates himself with the 3% movement. He associates himself
What's
with the
3%
Oath Keepers
movement.
They're like Oath Keepers, I guess.
Okay.
Similar, but I guess they're Oath Keepers who haven't actually been in the military. And then you also have him associating himself with the Oath Keepers. You have
Who is this guy? Who is it?
His name's John Ratzenberger.
Why does that name sound familiar, Mark? Is that like a talk show guy or something?
I don't know. Sounds familiar.
No, he did an armed protest at a mosque in Arizona that had a decent turnout and got a lot of heavy media attention.
Okay. Well, cool, man. I'm glad to hear that it's...
You guys have a good laugh making fun of all the haters. You know, these are people that openly state, we should criminalize the practice of Islam.
Oh, God.
We should intern or deport Muslims. We should take away their rights. We should take away their right to defense. We should take away their right to religion. We should take away their right to free speech. These are the brown shirts of the 21st century. They intimidate people. They're their entire purpose is to go out and to target with violent intimidation the people that they don't like. Yep. So whatever minority it is that they feel needs to be targeted, they use violent rhetoric, and they actually go with guns and present themselves in a violent fashion, scream obscenities. I can't repeat on air some of the t-shirts that these guys are wearing have the F word and Islam in huge black and white lettering.
Many times these guys want to fight. There's no doubt about it. But Will, I know you spend at least as much time trying to within the Muslim community, sort of calling out people who have stepped over lines and that sort of thing. This guy who just called in, he was not concerned about the 1 billion Muslims. He was concerned about 10 million nuts. And
well, even that number is a number that I'm wondering where he got it from.
Me too.
Like,
well, it's just a made-up number. But I mean, do you think you can get 10 million Christian Americans to rise up and fight Islam? I think you could.
Oh, hell no. You can't even get a few of them to go out and stand in front of a mosque.
They'll certainly talk crap.
Well, right. The talk is cheap, though. I mean, Americans are great about talking and complaining, but when it comes to actually getting out there and doing something to back up their beliefs, they're next to useless. And, I mean, go ahead.
The people who did back up their beliefs today were the libertarians in this country. We had libertarian groups in multiple states that put together counter-protest efforts to go out and defend the rights of Muslims to worship.
How many of them actually outnumbered the protesters?
Every single group.
Thank you for your call tonight, Will. I appreciate hearing from you. It's Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty. His signal's getting a little bad with us, but I appreciate the call. So great guy, great call. Muslims4liberty.org if you want to learn more about them. And our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Hung Like Muhammad calling from Mecca. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hung Like Muhammad, calling from Mecca, going once, going twice. We'll put that call back on hold, see if he maybe gets in a better cell or something. Let's try Scott, listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hello, Scott.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi there. Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. I've only caught snippets of your show once or twice, honestly. I caught it tonight and thought I'd give it a listen. We probably won't agree on a bunch of things, but I hope we can have an intelligent conversation about some things. I will tell you I'm a conservative. Like I said, might be some things we agree on, but you mentioned people should be able to be free to come and go as they like. What about people that do come across our, as you said, lines on a map that bring in diseases that we've eradicated here a long time ago, things like that.
Sure, let's talk about it. Scott, stand by. More with Scott, your calls as well. Are you afraid they could be bringing diseases? Don't we need the government to protect us from disease? Because, medicine doesn't do that very well. The government can do a better job, right? Government can keep you safe. You trust them, don't you? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town lodge, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. That is the name of this program. You can call in and talk about anything you want, and it's free to listen. Anywhere, anytime. On the radio, satellite, internet. You can go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our site. You like Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we give you every single episode 7 nights a week for free on our website. And all the other features, also free. Well, you can support the show voluntarily for $5 a month through the Free Talk Live AMP program. I'm excited that we're hopefully going to see some pretty big changes to the website, hopefully this weekend. So signing up for AMP may be temporarily suspended for just a couple of days, or maybe, you know, the next 24 hours. I'm not sure exactly when the switch will be thrown. You know how these technical things go. You got to get it right.
As well as you can hope, and
yeah,
that's about it.
You got to get it right, which means you got to plan it in advance and then hopefully execute the plan, and it won't go too screwy on you in that process. But given, you know, any unforeseen issues, hopefully there'll be some major changes this weekend. And if you're an amplifier, then thank you for helping make that possible. If you're not yet a Free Talk Live amplifier, go check out amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world so more people can hear the ideas of freedom and consider them. Because it takes a while to consider these ideas, especially if you weren't raised with them. You know, if you were raised with Republican or Democrat parents, odds are good you were not raised with the true ideas of liberty. And, of course, freedom means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't use aggressive violence or fraud against other human beings. And we want more people to hear those ideas. So if you agree with that, please become an amplifier and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. as we continue here with Scott in Indianapolis. Now, Scott, you'd begun to bring up an issue about immigration. Here on Free Talk Live, we believe in freedom to travel. And you brought up this kind of scary thing of diseases, right? That was your point, is that we should be concerned.
Well, possibly, but like I said, there's a lot of things I think we could debate about, but I think we can agree that there's way too much government in everyone's lives, first off.
I agree with that.
When the minors, unaccompanied minors, were being dispersed throughout the country recently, several of them showed up in Indiana, and there were documented cases of diseases that we have eradicated from this state, long ago, just popping up. Seems pretty coincidental to me. I'm not saying 100% that's what happened, but people that were around some of those kids, that they were horrible smelling, they had all kinds of diseases. I'm just saying that we should pay attention to things like that. Don't you agree?
Well, I get where you're coming from. So I was at one point a person who believed that we needed some kind of apparatus to control immigration. And I've become convinced that the government's a really poor organization to handle this. And I'll give you my arguments against disease. So 10 years ago, they were talking about drug-resistant tuberculosis coming across the border. Do you remember that?
Honestly, no, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, if it was drug-resistant tuberculosis, we'd all be wiped out at this point. So we've got the past to look at, in that there might be some level of fear-mongering going on in the area of those folks down there have these diseases. Now, it doesn't mean that certainly it is true that diseases that we have handled here might be see some level of resurgence. No doubt about it.
Medicine would take care of it, but would you want someone that possibly has, swine flu or dengue fever or malaria going to the same school that your kid goes to just because you want to let people do what they want?
I'd never send my kid to a government school.
So what about the people that have no choice in that matter?
Well, they always have a choice. They have no choice because the government robs them every year to pay for their for the education of other people's kids. So we have a government school problem, not a sick immigrant problem. If we're looking at that from that standpoint, I get where you're coming from.
Reality.
It is reality. The reality is that the diseases exist. Here's my argument against it, though. We've heard some of the fear mongering. The argument is that if we're going to keep an immigration apparatus around simply to handle people who might have terrible diseases, then that immigration apparatus will fail as badly as the immigration apparatus that we have today. The kids that you're talking about got across the border already. They got across the border illegally. So the government failed to handle that anyway. And the only way to prevent people from crossing the border, that I can tell, the most effective way is going to be to create a police state in this country that has small businesses filling out all kinds of crazy paperwork, that has American citizens stopped while they're driving around, maybe a few door-to-door checks just to make sure, just this incredible police state, which is all big government and really produces nothing. It's
counterproductive.
Right. It's just a government make-work program. So the only thing that we can do... Sir?
Point. Can I bring up one quick point, not to interrupt?
Go right ahead.
I'm sure you guys are intelligent, but I'm sure you know that Rome was brought down by outside hordes of people just coming in indiscriminately and, basically, I forget, the balkanizing, if you will, or gathering in groups and doing their own thing and disrupting the whole system. And I think this country is going to fail because of that also.
Excellent.
Don't do something,
it can't happen soon enough.
There's nothing, I don't know if there's anything we can do. I don't depend on my government on anything except
the
life.
The government's going to fail. It doesn't matter what the configuration of the people are. The government fails at everything they attempt, and they can only last for so long. Are we on the immediate last legs of this particular government? Probably not, but you never know when the end is going to come. They certainly didn't see the fall of the Soviet Union or the Berlin Wall right before it happened.
Right, right. I agree with that. And one last thing. I know you guys are busy, but you used to hear the phrase espoused by what I call liberals. Don't take that derogatory, but and other people. They say, I may not like what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. When was the last time you heard that said by anyone?
It doesn't seem like it happens as much as it used to, but they don't call this a free country anymore either.
Hey, Scott, right, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Eric. He's calling from Indy, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Eric. Eric in Indianapolis. Eric in Muncie, I guess, not Indy. Eric, going once, going twice. Stand by. Maybe there's something screwy with that line, too. Let's try instead Dave, also in Indy. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Well, I guess I can't call you godless cannibal fiends anymore. But anyway, we're going to solve immigration tonight. One fell swoop. Here's what you do.
Excellent.
All right, great. Give it to me.
You get rid of the welfare state.
All right. Yeah, well, that's on board.
You can build fences. You can put troops on the border, whatever you want to do. But until you get rid of this illegal welfare state, meaning Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, housing, education, you name it, whatever's not enumerated by Article 1, Section 8, you're going to draw people in who aren't a problem until they cost other people something, right? Way back in the day when somebody crossed the border to do a job, I didn't know about it. It didn't cost me any money. And that was cool up until about the turn of the century, maybe even 1960.
Progressive era,
1930, when they created Social Security. When we cannibalize each other economically, our liberties go away, but something else happens. We're now accountable for somebody that does something 400 or 500 miles away. So I agree with people, wanting people to assimilate. But the main point is, somebody that gripes about illegal immigration has no credibility if they're going to turn around and defend Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, the three biggest Ponzi schemes in American history.
You said they were illegal, but anything the government does is sort of legal by definition, isn't it?
No, because if you go to Article 1, Section 8, there are enumerated powers. I can't find retirement, education, housing, medicine in Article 1, Section 8. It is not the purview of the federal government. So
I have arguments for and against the Constitution. Most of them have to do with plain reading. One of the issues is that one can clearly read the Constitution and say that the Constitution outlines basically four roles of the federal government, and none of them have to do with retirement or medical care or any of these other things.
Yeah.
However, it sadly also says that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction. And so therefore, the Supreme Court essentially interprets the Constitution. That's how that appellate jurisdiction has been interpreted. So if they go out and they say the sky is chartreuse, then constitutionally the sky is chartreuse because the Supreme Court said it.
Yeah, but five guys have been wrong before.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a terrible, terrible thing that, five people in robes who have never been elected are the ones that essentially establish law in this country.
Dave, thanks, man, for your call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
He talked about assimilation, and I think that's a really important issue when it comes to immigration.
Like the Borg. They assimilate.
Yeah. What we've seen in the past in the United States is...
Hold that thought. We'll talk about assimilation. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives.